It's great to be here with you all tonight. I hope that what I have prepared is in strict accordance with God's will and can be beneficial to you in some way and be as big a help in your life as it is in mine to study these things. If you'd like to pick up a Bible and follow along with me, we're going to take the context of our study out of Matthew 14 and verses 25 through 31. Starting in verse 25, says, "And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. This is the story of Peter when his faith is tested and he goes out onto the water. But where he goes wrong is he loses focus on Christ and he starts to see everything around him. He sees the wind blowing, and you know, I can only imagine just being out there in the ocean in the middle of a storm, you know, and stepping out of the ship. I mean, my first thought is I'm about to be eaten by sharks or something, but he steps out and he takes off walking, and he's going good for a little bit, but when he sees all this around him and he starts to think about it, he doubts. And we can see where he failed in Matthew 14 and 31. It says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" You know, Christ, he saves Peter here, but he says, "Thee of little faith, why do you doubt?" And we can see that when he started to sink, that's where he went wrong. He started to doubt. And his doubt was rooted in his faith. And he lost his faith in Christ, and he started to sink. Sometimes as Christians, I feel like we can lose sight of Christ or get discouraged by things around us, and we can start to doubt. We can take our mind off of Christ, and we can start to sink ourselves. And I know I have doubts, and I think everyone at some point has a doubt. It's just human. But what we need to do is put these thoughts out of our mind and realize that what these thoughts are is just carnal thoughts, just human thoughts is all it is. If you'll turn with me to Romans 8 and verses 5 through 8. It says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." You know, we read that carnal mind, if we have a carnal mind, we can't please God. And when we're doubting the things of God and doubting his work and doubting Christ, then we're carnally minded, and we need to put these thoughts out of our mind and realize that that's what it is. And you know, like Peter, if we're being carnally minded and not focusing on Christ, we're going to begin to sink, and we can sink into sin and into doubt. If you'll turn with me to Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." All the thoughts that are in our heart is who we really are, and it's what shapes us into the kind of person that we are. We can put on a surface and put on a front however much we want to, but we can't fool God. And if we're carnally minded at heart, then he's going to know these thoughts, and we're going to have to put these out of our heart. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 5 and 28. It says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. You know, our sin starts in our heart. It can start from just a thought. And, you know, if we have doubtful thoughts in our heart, they can start from just a thought too. But we don't need to let these carnal-minded thoughts grow into something and become more than they should be or become more than they need to be. And these things can block out the godly things and let doubt creep into our hearts. And if we let this happen, then we've already started to sink. If you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians verses 3 through 5. Or excuse me, 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 through 5. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, we might have fleshly bodies and live in a fleshly world. I mean, we can see things all around us and touch and feel, and everything that is in the world now is just encouraging you to please the flesh. Just, it calls to the flesh. It's just what satisfies you at that moment. But we need to put these things out of our minds, and we need to take those away, because it's going to block the godly things. And we need to have our thoughts focused on Christ and to the obedience of Christ, being obedient to Christ. If you'll turn with me to Hebrews 11, verse 1. You know, Jesus said to have faith and that we need to trust in God. And when we don't have faith, we're going to doubt. But what keeps us from this is faith. But what exactly is faith? In Hebrews 11 and 1 it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You know, I'd say we're all here because we're hoping for an eternal home in heaven when this life is over. And we can't see that, but our evidence is in the Word of God, and we need to have faith, and that's what faith is hope for the things not seen, and evidence for the things not seen, excuse me. And Paul, he found faith very important, and we read this in his letter to the Romans in verse 1 and in chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the world." If faith was so important that he thanked God for it, then it should be important in our lives. And we need to have this so that we're strong and we don't sink like Peter did. If you'll turn with me to Ephesians 6 and verse 16. Ephesians 6 and 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." We need to have faith so we can stand against the sinful things in this world. And we need to use faith to block out those things. We need to use them to block out doubtful thoughts and sin in our lives and the sin around us. We need to use it as protection, as a shield, as it says. If you'll turn with me to Romans 12 and verse 2. And we need to have faith to alter how we think and not to have a carnal outlook on the world and to have a spiritual mind, as it says, so we can please God and so that we don't have doubts and so that we can be faithful. Romans 12 and 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We need to renew our minds so that we can think about godly things instead of the worldly things. Because if worldly things are in our mind, we're not going to have any room for the godly thoughts. How do we conquer our doubts, and how do we make our faith grow stronger? Turn with me to Romans 10 and verse 17. Romans 10 and 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We can't have faith in something that we've never heard of or never even read about or anything, if it'd be hard to have faith in something I don't even know exists. So how am I supposed to have faith in God if I don't study His Word and come here and hear His Word preached? And we need to study it so that we can have faith in, can have faith in Him, and so that we don't doubt. Another thing we can do is consider His works. Job was told to consider God's wondrous works. In Job 37 and 14, it says, "Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." This is something that really helps me out a lot. And I love being outside, and I love hunting and just being anything outdoors. And a big part of it is because it gets me outside and it gives me an escape, and I can be out in God's creation. And it's hard to look around at some of those things and think that they came from anything but a creator. I mean, what is the argument for creation anyways? Is it evolution, and that we all just exploded from random chemicals? But where did the chemicals come from? And if that doesn't do it for you, I mean, there's lots of little kids in this room that's all dear to us. And, you know, just to think about something like a newborn baby or something along those lines, it's hard to think that that came from anything but a creator. And something we can do to grow in our faith is just consider that all the things around us God made. If you'll turn with me to Philippians 4 and verses 6 through 8. Something we can do is we can think on the good things in this life and put the evil thoughts out. Philippians 4 and verse 6, starting in verse 6, says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." If we have our mind full of good thoughts, and we're constantly thinking about God's Word and the good things around us, we're not going to have room in our minds for doubts and for ungodly thoughts. And we're not going to sink as Peter did. We're going to stand strong in our faith, and we need to focus on these things. And when we have a bad thought or a doubt, we need to put it out of our minds by thinking about something good or thinking about something true, as this says. If there be anyone here tonight who feels like they've started to sink in their walk with Christ, or maybe hasn't begun to step out and walk towards Christ and would like to be a Christian and be baptized, we can help you with that. And if you just need the prayers of the church, we can help you with either of those things right now as we stand and sing.